I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Typically, football rule changes only occur in even-numbered years. The exception is when player safety issues are involved. As a result, two rule adjustments are slated to take effect this fall. The first is intended to remove all hurdling or lunging over players by a defender on an extra point or field goal kick. We ask the National Coordinator of Officials, Rogers Redding, for the details.
What the rule change this year is, it is illegal for a player to start from beyond the line of scrimmage and either leap or hurdle in an attempt to block the kick, and where he lands doesn't matter. So if he lands on another player or if he lands on the ground, it's all the same. And so, again, it's a player safety thing because there's always this danger when a guy hurdles that the guy he's hurdling over, you know, comes up or makes some kind of move that trips him or flips him. And so there's danger of landing on the head or on the neck.
An update to the horse collar rule coming up on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete. But you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
Only two new NCAA football rules will take effect this coming fall, one to improve safety on extra point and field goal kicks, and the second to slightly expand the long-standing horse collar foul. Rogers Redding explains.
The rule is currently written, in order for it to be a foul, the player making the tackle has got to grab inside the jersey collar or inside the shoulder pad at the back or at the side and pulling the player down. What we've seen is that occasionally the player will not quite get exactly inside the collar, but the effect is the same. And so we've added nameplate area, the area on the back of the jersey. The rest of the rule is the same. In order for it to be a foul, he's got to be jerked immediately to the ground, not sort of ridden over 5 yards and then dragged down. And so nothing else has changed about the rule.
That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.